Pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, good morning. I want you to know I'm getting victory over this dastardly cold. Thanks for all the emails. My wife's getting emails, text messages from people telling them what I need to take and what I need to do and what I need to rub here and what I need to rub there and what I need to put behind my ears and what I need to put under my arms and what I need to put on the bottom of my feet, and I appreciate it. But strangely, yesterday about, well, it wasn't strangely, I guess, about noon yesterday, as soon as the show was over, I went down and went up. I fell asleep. Well, I slept for about an hour and a half, and then I popped up about, I don't know, must have been 10 o'clock, and was growled, you know, real drowsy, walking around, and sat down, and next thing I knew, it was had lifted. I don't know if you guys have ever experienced that or not. But all of a sudden, I knew whatever was on me was gone. Now, it's taking a little bit of time to get it out, right? You cough it out, and yeah, I'm not trying to be gross, blow your nose, all that stuff, but it lifted. I really felt it. Stephanie, I'm wondering, can people cast that kind of stuff on you, Stephanie? I'm wondering. I don't even know. Steph always listens. I wonder if we're ever really aware of the dark side and the strength and the power that the dark side uses. Hexes, spells, whatever. Is that stuff real? Because I'm not, you know, I don't care one way or another, but it was almost physical. I felt that thing lift off on me, and I sat up in my
easy. It sure is real.
Go ahead, Steph. What do you mean it's real?
It sure is real, Coach. And I've been praying for angels to come slay whatever's been around. And amen. I'm glad you're feeling better. It is real, and
it
they're
lifted.
Out there. Let me be a friendly reminder. This is October. And they're going to peak on Halloween. So right now, they're building a cone of power, and they're crescendoing. They're focusing not just on the November vote, but it's also their high holiday, people. Remember that. We're in October.
Mm-hmm.
This is their power month.
Hey, Mike, pull up Psalm 91.
And we saw Pamela Harris.
Hey, Coach.
Yes,
remember,
Coach.
The flood started on the second month, on the 17th day. That is our October 31st, the Day of the Dead.
It's when the flood began, huh?
That is when the flood began.
So here's what I do. My wife and I, God bless Michelle, because by the way, I posted a meme this morning. Michelle didn't get a chance to see it yet, but I posted a meme and said, "I know strong women. I married one. Kamala Harris is not a strong woman. She's a weak woman, right? She's a weak woman. Lord, I thank God this morning I'm not married to that. Call her whatever you want to.
Amen.
Thank God I'm not married to her." Mike, you have Psalm 91 up there for him. I'm trying to click on some stuff here because this is what I think we need to be. We need to be aware of. And my friend Terry told me that this is a spiritual warfare. This is spiritual warfare, Psalm 91. But let's read down through that this morning. Folks, this is so easy to pray over your family, to pray over yourself, to pray over your house. It's so easy to do. This is not a run and hide psalm, okay? "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress." See, a refuge and a fortress. Those two don't seem to go together, do they? "He's my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. What's a noisome pestilence? What would that be? I know what a pestilence is. What would a what is a noisome pestilence? Mike, liberals. From the snare of the fowler, the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. I shall not be afraid for the terror by night, but for the arrow that flieth by day. What does that mean? An arrow flying by day. Is it a physical arrow, you think? I don't think it's physical. Nor for the pestilent, the COVID, that walketh in the darkness, or for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. Thousand shall fall, and a thousand fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. But it shall not come nigh thee. Only with your eyes shall thy behold and see the reward of the wicked. Payback coming, boys. Payday someday. Because thou hast made, no higher, Mike, if you could, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High thy habitation, shall be no evil befall thee. Neither shall any plague come near their dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest they dash thy foot against a stone. You're going to tread upon the lion and the adder, young lion, the dragon, shall you trample under your feet. Ooh, man, that gives me goosebumps. Because he set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, yeah, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. A long last life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. God's not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. We're at war, boys and girls. We're at war like we've never, ever been. And I came across this, Mike. It just says Facebook email. I just sent this to you. I really don't know where I got it. But do we have any idea what might be laying ahead for us? Really? And I mean, literally, physically laying ahead on us, maybe in the next 6 months. Any idea? We know about Psalm 2, kings of this world conspiring against the Lord and his anointed. Do we think as this battle, a spiritual battle, comes to some type of apex or climax, or use whatever term you want, do we think it's just going to go down with a whimper? Do we think that's what's going to happen? I don't think so. I got this, Dave. Mike's got it up on the screen. I'm just going to read it. I have not read it all the way through, so if there's a bad, word in there, I want to apologize. It says this is a curse warning. This is not describing you. I just want you aware that you can influence other men to resist. Pretty harsh, but probably partly true. Here's a question. Why are there very few male truthers? Where are the warrior males? The lions? The revolutionary alpha males? Have you noticed the majority of those who speak truth inside the matrix are female? This is, of course, not a coincidence. The strong, healthy males are being hunted one by one. Unfortunately, many are running towards the predators with their arms wide open. Men and their warrior spirits are being attacked, but in an inconspicuous way to make men surrender to the enemy. Become accepting and comfortable with their own demise. Boys, listen to me. Pornography is draining the strength right out of you. For most men, the biggest battle is deciding what beer they should drink and what sporting event they should watch on TV. Their greatest adventure is a 30-minute commute to the office or a night out acting stupid with their friends. Tragically, the only beauty they care about is the next porn star of choice to fantasize about masturbate to. You have agendas like the dad bod designed to kill your testosterone and perpetuate the flow of estrogen within you to destroy your strength and power. We have circumcision, which fractures the male child's psyche, making them more docile and willing to bend to authority, which is why it was long known for being mark of the slave. Vaccines contain neurotoxins, including mercury, which lowers testosterone and makes the male body hard to detox. Powerful antioxidants within the body are inhibited as well. Mercury in animals have been proven to cause changes in sexual preference. Jeff Miller nailed it here. I don't know Jeff Miller. Males that repeat the claims of their captors are weak, scared children. I'm going to say that again. Males that repeat the claims of their captors are weak, scared children. And today, the men are so weak, the women have to stand up for the children. Hey, boys and girls, how long are we going to allow babies to be slaughtered in their mommy's wombs? My body, my choice. Look how many women are involved with the pro-health, pro-truth movement in regards to vaccines. It's mostly females because the males have been castrated chemically, spiritually, and physically. Real men don't inject poison into themselves or their own children on the say-so of known liars and on the same say-so of people who only get paid when they're sick. It's a joke today with the men. It's a joke. The insecure tough guy, Jason Kristoff, says, men today like to think they're tough because they go to the gym. They were involved in corrupt military agendas. They watch movies that influence their ego, mind control. They watch MMA, eat and drink low-quality foods, verbally and physically abuse women and kids, sit at bars and talk about their problems, take care of their vehicle more than their bodies. This goes on and on. The absence of the balanced male alpha is a reflection of our immoral and dark society. Real men are stoic in their consciousness. So when a problem arises, they're grounded in their awareness as to how to deal with the real issues of this world rationally. Real men do not repeat lies. I'm sorry. Real men do not repeat the lies of known liars. You hear that, boys? Real men research what is being injected into their children. Real men realize the chemical assault being waged on the public and take their stage and expose the true evil. Real men are warriors of the heart and mind and seek to protect the pride land from the evil hyenas. Real men feed and nourish their bodies correctly. Real men avoid distraction based programming as much as possible and turn their attention to the injustice of the world. Real men protect and honor the divine feminine at all costs. Real men face the shadow side and they slay their demons. Real men understand this is a physical, mental, and spiritual war currently going on and getting strong. And all three is key for survival. Men who are devoted to embodying love, not lukewarm, weak, half-hearted love, but fierce, unwavering love that is brave. It's brave enough to heal and honor life as sacred. Love that is compassionate for all but dangerous to those that would seek to violate. Mike, you give me an LSD trip here. That would seek to violate another. Love would shed blood, sweat, and tears to protect family. I can't read that last word. Community. And one precious earth from tyranny. What's happened to us? Pull up my commentary, Mike. Let me get this off my chest today. News with Views, they changed the title of it. My commentary was titled, Hang 'em High. And they changed the title. It's time to hold the evildoers accountable. And when people fear the government, there's tyranny. And the government fears the people, there's liberty. Thomas Jefferson said that. The government no longer fears the people. It's high time we taught them to. Hillary should hang for her hoax from hell. That will put the fear of God back in the swamp. And then I got a link to the story. I do not believe that there's ever been a more corrupt American politician than Hillary Clinton.
Amen, Coach.
Her public life has been one slimy action after another. The demonic left loves her. There's no doubt in my mind that she is under the control of very dark forces, spiritual forces, demonic forces, gates of hell forces. Hillary Clinton's a child of the devil. The devil has children, you know. Oh, yeah. No matter how often your pastor tells you that we are all God's children, the scriptures are clear. The devil has children, and Hillary is one of his most destructive daughters. John, 1 John 3:10 says, in this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Hey, is Jesus lying? Is the Bible lying? It says in John 8:44, you are of your father, the devil. Acts 13 says, you who are full of all deceit and fraud, you son of the devil. Say, oh, Coach, that's just figuratively, really. Matthew 13, 38 says, the field is the world, the good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. If God loves everybody, we're all God's children. He lied four times right there. But Hillary's a Methodist, you say to me. Well, she may be. She's a child of the devil. Hillary's not a Christian. Come on. She's a demonic infiltrator masquerading as a child of God. Till you recognize that fact, you'll remain in darkness about what is really going on in this nation. Obama's not a Christian either. I do not care what he says. I don't care how much you defend him. Everything the American people know about him is a fraud. He, too, serves the devil. Has anyone ever heard him reverently name the name of Jesus? See, Barry may claim to know Jesus, but trust me. Jesus doesn't know him. Not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. And many are going to say in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name and cast out devils and in your name done many wonderful works? And the Lord will say to Hillary and to Barry, I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work iniquity. You see, friends, the devil's kids do not gain entrance into God's kingdom. Obama's an infiltrator as well. The children of the devil operate through infiltration and manipulation. Biden claims to be Catholic. Harris says she's a Baptist, yet neither one of them exhibit any fruit of Christianity. Hillary, Obama, Biden, and Harris are some of the most prolific promoters of child sacrifice in the history of America. They never met an unborn baby they did not want to dismember. Genuine children of God defend unborn babies. Can I get an amen? You don't have to. I'm sorry if this sounds harsh.
Amen, Coach.
I'm simply pointing out their fruit that sure as hell is not Christian because they all serve their father, the devil. You'll know them by their works, their fruits. Millions of self-proclaimed Christians have voted for these demon-possessed politicians. No true Christian could ever vote for someone who is for the dismemberment of unborn children, period. Hey, dude, look in the mirror. Do you look like your father? Who's your daddy? Hillary should hang from the neck until dead. We'll say that again. Hillary Clinton should hang from the neck until dead.
Amen, Coach.
So should Obama and every one of those yokels involved with the Russian collusion hoax. Hillary hoaxed the world. Obama knew it. Biden knew it. Brennan, Comey, Clapper, Rice, Michelle. They all knew it. Why? Because they're all children of the devil. 18 U.S. Code 2381 says treason. Whoever owing allegiance to the United States levies war against them or adheres to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort within the United States or elsewhere, is guilty of treason and shall suffer death. Well, if the penalty is death, why don't we do it? Folks, do you understand that there's a spiritual battle being raged around us? The devil's real, and he's hell-bent on destroying all things righteous. And all the battle plays out through politics. It's a spiritual war. Psalm 2 tells us the greatest conspiracy of all times is unfolding right before our very eyes. The kings of the earth set themselves, the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. Hey, dude, read that again. Read it again. Who are the kings of the earth? Who are the rulers? Who are they conspiring against? What would that dark conspiracy look like? The satanic left destroys everything they touch. You won't hear this in church. Hillary Clinton launched the greatest hoax in American history when she hatched a plan to overthrow a duly elected president of the United States. She conspired against him. She conspired with others to take the vote right out of the hands of the American people. The kings of this earth were all on her side. The rulers were taking counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. Hillary's hoax from hell was an attempt to overthrow the government. It's called treason. If justice is not served, America will never survive. Men have gone to jail for fixing a baseball game. Isn't an overthrow of the government a bit more severe? Think of the innocent people they've destroyed. Think of the millions of wasted dollars. Think of the arrogance and disregard for the rule of law. Think of the betrayal of the trust of the American people. Think of the riots they spurred. Think of the businesses their deceit destroyed. Think of the oath they took. So help me, God. Cicero warned us 2,000 years ago. A nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious. But it cannot survive treason from within. An enemy at the gates is less formidable, for he's known and carries his banner openly. But the traitor, Hillary and Obama, Clapper, they move amongst those within the gate freely, with sly whispers rustling through all the alleys, heard in the very halls of government itself. When the government fears the people, there's liberty. For the sake of liberty, hang on the wall. Hang them high. Hang them publicly. Desperate times demand desperate measures. It's what justice demands. It's what the times require.
Amen. Hey, Coach, right now I can hear people saying, oh, but Jesus could call them sons of the devil because he was Jesus. Yep, well, the yep. same Jesus said we would do greater things than he did once he left. And the same Bible tells us to learn and practice discernment, good from evil. We better doggone get used to finding and understanding and recognizing children of the devil, because if we don't, they're going to eat us for lunch.
So, Larry, why do you think the founders put in there the death penalty for treason? Can somebody else help me out there? Do you think that were they just writing words in there? Or did they say anybody who commits treason against the United States of America, it's a death penalty? Why would they put that in there? Yeah.
Coach, treason is the most dangerous thing in the world because it comes in secret. You can't fight against it. It's the secret thing. It has to be fought against vigilantly. It has to be stopped.
What happens if an enemy state gets a traitor of high power? So the risk is leaving that person alive would grant the nation state against us an ally on their side. They'd rescue them. They'd defect. Kill them. Kill them so they can't do harm to us again.
See, Mark, but the church won't say that, right? The church isn't going to step forward and call for that harsh punishment.
The church isn't supposed to do that.
And I don't know about you guys. As a football coach, I made all of our punishment public. Before the whole team, I'd say, hey, Tim, go run two laps. Hey,
Coach.
Mike. Right?
Coach, that isn't it. It's already law. We already know it should be done. We already know it's law. So why in the world aren't we enforcing it? That's the problem. That's where we should
Amen, Mark.
Listen to me. The greatest example of love is discipline. The greatest example of love is to kill those traitors so others learn never to do it.
Benedict
Arnold. And also, Coach, it was just over 100 years ago that the last tar and feather of a politician took place. That's very close in time.
It isn't that long ago, Bobby. It isn't that long ago. And why are we so squeamish? Isn't it amazing we just read about men? Why are men today so squeamish to go put a noose around Hillary's neck? Well, hey, let's let her have a trial. Let's let her have a trial. I'm for that. But let's round up that whole cabal. Let's round them up. Let's publicly execute them. Exactly. So anybody else realizes this ain't ever going to happen again.
Let's do it over in the Middle East, where hanging is legal. They still have public hangings in Jeddah every Friday in the town square, publicly. Let's take her to Jeddah.
It's just like our Constitution. They made amendments. So they made amendments on them death penalty.
So what would be the proper punishment for what Hillary Clinton has done to this? Maybe people don't know it. Pull up the last one, Ron Paul, Hillary's Treason. Maybe some of you are watching MSNBC and you don't know what's going on. Maybe you don't know. So I want to share this with you just in case. By the way, it was also linked into the commentary that I just wrote there. So what are you talking about, Coach? Well, I'm talking about this. A means of distracting the public. Brennan briefed Obama on Clinton's plan to lie Trump to Russia. Folks, listen. Hillary Clinton was worried about her emails and everything that was going on and the lies she had told. And so she launched a plan to distract the public, saying Trump was colluding with the Russians. Hillary launched that scheme. The FBI approved it. The CIA approved it. Barry Obama approved it. Joe Biden approved it. They all approved it. And the whole Russian collusion hoax was nothing more than an attempt to overthrow the government of the United States. Can anybody tell me anything more deserving of treasonous death than that? I'll wait.
Know about more as far as what she has done, but I do know this, you know, hanging takes a while. So does post birth abortion take a while. She should be just dismembered, and when there's no arms and no legs left, then hang her.
Hey Joe. Because it is a deterrent, isn't it, brother? It's a deterrent.
Isn't this what we did? We were part of when we captured Saddam Hussein. We didn't bring him here for political exile. We brought him before, and he was hung publicly on TV for the world to see. What she did, and not only has she done this to our country, which is the highest crimes of treason, but, brother, she killed people just like Saddam Hussein did, killed people who were underneath him who tried to rat him out. Same thing that she did. Anybody who tried to rat her out, she had him killed.
Well, they allege that, right? They allege that. Folks, listen.
You remember?
Listen, she's a child of the devil. Do you understand that, folks? Do you guys understand?
Amen.
She's a child of the devil. Go ahead, Mark.
You remember in Chappaqua what the people were
her daughter is a child of the devil.
Yeah, she is. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, in Chappaqua, the people there were asking us, why don't y'all leave her alone? That was a long time ago. Do you remember that, Coach?
I do. Yep. Long time ago.
Hey, Coach.
And I remember, hang on a second. I remember Randy Lunsford saying, Coach, I got to go back there. So what? Yeah, I got to go back there. I got to lay hands on that threshold. I got to do that. And you did it, Randy. Judgment's coming for her. I'm telling you, judgment's coming for her. Come on in, whoever that was I walked on.
Hey, Coach, anybody that thinks this hanging is too severe of a punishment for Hillary, that she don't deserve that, Well, I you know, my question, kind of like Joe, did any of these innocent babies deserve what they got?
They
so I don't feel sorry for them.
How much blood's on her hand, right? How much blood's on her hands, right? Now, listen, hang on a second. Here's what you have to understand. Abortion's legal. Hillary can't be hanged because of abortion. They made it legal. But this, what she did here, is ain't legal. Right? This ain't legal. This violates the justice system.
It is hard to believe, Dave, and I heard someone the other day say, just arrest somebody. Somebody.
Yes.
I don't care anybody, but just arrest somebody. Pick one of 20. Go for one. Get going. But that's where we're at. The American people need to cry out, my goodness, just arrest somebody.
Why won't we cry that out, Roger? Why is the church, why does the church, the Lord loves justice. Why do we hate it so much? See, it's a grace, grace, greasy, grace, mercy, 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 mercy. See, mercy triumphs over judgment. Judgment, folks, judgment. Judgment has come to the door of Hillary Clinton. Now, are we going to do what the law demands we do?
What's interesting is a grand jury, the standard for a grand jury, there's an old saying that, you know, with the right information, you know, you could indict a donkey. But right. My point is, it's not real difficult to get an indictment. They do it all the time. And the indictment is designed to then go to the jury of the people to determine. These people clearly have actions that mandate an indictment. Whether they're found guilty or not is a whole nother thing. But they clearly have taken actions that mandate and require an indictment for a jury to look at.
So Roger, to answer your question, I would say that the force opposing Christ is greater than the fact that Hillary did this in everybody's plain sight, and no one understands why she's being arrested. As preposterous as that is, that's how forceful and how much power the kings of the earth have to not let it happen.
That's what
we're up against.
That's what we're wrestling against, yep. Mark. 3 years, right? Hey, yep. scroll down this a little bit, Mike. Scroll down this.
Now, Coach, Roger's got a good point. How do we attack at that angle? How do we attack the principalities and powers up a notch that's doing this? How do we defeat that?
We ought to go back to Chappaquiddick or wherever that city is during the Christmas season, if it's still lingering, and mess up their Christmas with a protest.
Well, Roger, we probably ought to get geared up to do it as this stuff begins to be released, is what we
absolutely
really need to do.
Absolutely. Right? I know the weather's changing, but we ought to go.
Yep.
Hey, Coach.
Yes, sir, Larry.
End of October.
Yeah.
Spend a Saturday there.
You guys realize that out of all of the counties in the state of New York that have sheriffs, which are supposedly beholden to the voters and not the municipal leaders and stuff, the Westchester County, where Chappaqua is the only county in New York that does not have a sheriff. They changed their system to a public safety commission.
That's correct.
We found that when we went commission. There. Yeah, we found that when we went there, Larry. Hey, Mike, yep. Scroll on down a little bit more on this
thing. Right, Larry.
Because, folks, I want you to see this for your understanding. Right there, Mike. Brennan's handwritten notes would seem extremely serious on their face. No kidding. It certainly indicates that Brennan considered the issue sufficiently serious to brief the President of the United States on July 28th. The notes state, we're getting additional insight into Russian activities from redacted. We don't know who it was. Summarizing alleged approval by Hillary Clinton, a proposal from one of her foreign policy advisors to vilify Donald Trump by stirring up a scandal claiming interference by the Russian Security Service. John Brennan's handwritten notes presented to the President of the United States, making him aware of what Hillary Clinton was about to do.
Squeal!
And what did President Obama do? Did he put a stop to it, or did he throw the full force of the CIA and the FBI behind this hoax? Right there for us to see, folks.
Coach, yeah, this past Sunday, I was watching Alex Jones, and he did a segment on Hillary. And they showed a photo of her sitting at a computer, and under her photo, she had a line of books holding the computer up. And one of the books, you can see the binder on her, he was showing that it was devil art, glass art, sexual themes in the devil formations. And Alex Jones showed it this past Sunday.
Hey, Joseph, this article by Ron Paul says there's also a notation reading, any evidence of collaboration between the Trump campaign and Russia, and margin references to JC, Dennis, and Susan. If Brennan thought this was serious enough to brief the president, shouldn't the media consider this sufficiently serious enough to investigate and report? You know what I think? I think we need to go back to Chappaqua. I think we need to go back.
Amen, Coach.
Amen. Rats are squealing.
See, we don't love the Lord enough to demand justice. Hey, Mark, where is it in Proverbs? Is it in Proverbs, Mark, where it says the Lord loves judgment and justice? Is that in Proverbs, Mark? Do you remember?
Yeah, justice is yes, I think it is. I'll need to get you a number.
That's okay. The Lord, hey, hear me. The Lord
justice is more acceptable than sacrifice.
Justice is more acceptable than sacrifice. The Lord loves justice. Why don't we? Why don't we love justice? The United States criminal code says if you do what Hillary did, it's a death penalty. Why don't we want to follow the law? Why don't we? Run down through the names. Who do you think knew about it? Who else do you think knew about it? Talk about the deep state. Brennan, Clapper, Comey, just run down through the list. They all knew it was a fraud. They all knew it was a fraud. And Brennan goes and tells the President of the United States. Did the President of the United States stop and say, "Whoa, boys, no, no, we can't go here. No, 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 no. Not with my administration. I'm the most righteous man ever to hold office, and I will not have our office stained by..." Oh, did he do that? No, 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 no. Nope, nope. He provided resources for it. He told Comey to make sure they put the right people on the investigation. You know that, don't you? You guys remember that? If justice, if the long arm of justice does not come down on this group of people, America will become a banana republic. If we do not at this point cut off the head of Goliath beast.
Well, if you can believe Dr. Jerome Corsi, he thinks that the pressure will be put on Barr in the DOJ as Trump discloses this information. He thinks that heads are going to roll.
So Glenn, we need to put some gas in our tank and go put a little bit of pressure on in Chappaqua, don't we?
Amen.
Yeah.
So, hey Coach, what? I have a feeling you're going to get a bigger turnout this time.
Hey Mark, I wasn't crazy at the beginning, was I? I wasn't crazy. See.
Well, everything happens for a reason. We've all been wondering what was all this about, and this makes sense. This just is logical.
Yep.
Now the media spotlight's on her. What better time to have a group of people? Matter of fact, there could be Hillary rallies all over. If we did this right, we bring as many as we can to New York and then kick it off on the West Coast and down in Texas and everywhere else.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Wouldn't that be something? Or go home from Chappaqua and do it again in our hometown. Something.
Yep.
Keep it going. You know, I don't know. We need to see the pulse and let the Holy Spirit lead, Coach, just like you did before.
Well, it comes back to the whole thing. Again, remember, no redress of grievances. Who do we turn to? Well, let's turn to one another. Let's turn to one another and say, that's enough of it. It's enough. It's enough. Hey, listen, folks. Here's what's going on. I got to throw this in here, too, so that you understand. Mail-in ballots. Listen to me. Mail-in ballots are not about getting Biden elected. They know they cannot get Biden elected. Folks, please hear me. Mail-in ballots are about jamming up the system. That's all it's about. so that when the election is over, the left is going to be able to cry, we got all these ballots that haven't been counted. We have all these ballots. We can't verify this, and all these ballots, they're still coming in. We can't do that. And they're going to delay and delay and delay and delay and delay and delay. And then allow the Speaker of the House to become President of the United States. You think I'm kidding, yeah?
Yep.
Dead on, Coach.
They can't let Trump win and continue their path. They can't. Now they can do something to stop him, or if he wins, they can't continue the destruction of the earth. This is spiritual.
And I don't think it's just going to be Trump who wins. I truly feel that the House is going to flip to the Republicans as well as they hold the Senate. And so they really are scrambling to do whatever they can to hold on to. That's what happens.
Yep.
When you're pushed into a corner, you just go by all means. And that's what they're at. They're just at all means to do whatever.
Hey, listen, are they sitting around clapping their hands today over that lady's performance last night? Do you think they won a bunch of votes? Do you think they won a bunch of votes last night? They ain't that stupid, baby. They ain't
now that you're on the show and you got all the crazy coots on the left listening, my question is why is Kamala Harris on that ticket if she thinks Joe Biden, from her own mouth in the Democratic platform, says he was a racist?
You see the famous saying she was saying last night, truth. The truth about it. She kept on saying truth.
And there was no truth.
No.
Hey, Coach.
Craig.
Can I give you an idea?
Yes.
For your Hillary Clinton's birthday is October 26th.
Mm.
And if you go up there, maybe have a little trailer with a big cake on it, with a big file hidden in the cake. So when she goes to prison, she has a file to get herself out.
Amen. Amen. Listen, folks, putting Hillary Clinton in prison or death, whatever it is, I know you don't understand this. It's merciful. Now, it's not merciful to Hillary, maybe, but it's merciful to the rest of us. It comes back to this lie, see? It comes back to this Romans 13 lie. It comes back to, what did I just see? Psalm 15, is that where it is? I just was looking down, Mike, and there it was. I lost it. Psalm 15:18. Oh, heck. The wicked rejoice when the vilest of men walk on every side. Where is it? And that's what's going on. And so we need to be, those of us who are the men that I talked about there at the beginning, we need to, I'm sorry to look down. I'm distracted here. What are we going to do, men? What are we going to do? What are we going to do if 4 months from now, Joe Biden or Kamala Harris is installed in the office of President of the United States? Come on in here. Somebody save me here.
Does he run that from the basement of his house? Is that where he does? And then he shuts down every morning at 9 o'clock.
You do know this, don't you, Dale, that if he gets elected, you were looking at the President of the United States last night in that debate. Here it is. It's Psalm 12. The wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted. Mike, pull that up. Psalm 12, verse 8. The wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted. Wow.
Amen. When you don't punish evil, it expounds. It expands.
Amen. Amen. Punishment's a deterrent. We know that. We all know that for our children. We all know that. We all know that punishment is a deterrent. And
hey,
Hillary's never had to answer the bell. Yeah. Yeah, Randy.
Hey, I'll tell you how it's going to play out. Trump's going to win the election, hands down. They're going to dispute it with the mail-in balloting, all that. It's going to be a long process.
Hillary Clinton will be indicted, and that this will be the turn in our nation that will turn law, will bring law and order back and justice. And I don't know exactly the timetable, but it's going to all happen in the next 4 years. It's all going to go down, Coach.
Amen.
Just write it down. Write it down,
Coach. I think we're going to see it too, Randy. Why? Because the Lord loves justice. That's what I think. Lord,
Coach, Lord. We would have never went to the gate if God was going to fail. We would have never went there. We would have never done that first. You would have never got out of your seat at your home and drove out to Hillary's and started this thing rolling. Coach, your obedience started this whole deal, I'm telling you.
And then I
put my part in, and everyone else is putting their part in, and God has started this thing. Coach, this isn't our doing. We're just following what God's speaking. That's all. Well, that's all that's happened.
Okay. Okay. Collaborative.
Yeah. Well, let me jump in here just for a second.
Here's my only concern, and Randy, I like what you're saying to some extent. That is assuming that this is an American issue. If you look at the world, do you really think at from a world standpoint, they're going to stop? I agree. Hillary's probably going to have her day and so forth. But gentlemen, we are 23, as our only nation, $23 trillion in debt. Every major metropolitan city's retirement plan is billions of dollars upside down. So we might win this election, but we are by no means out of the woods of the evil schemes to destroy not only the United States, but the world. Every major nation has no money.
Amen. But Rob,
yeah, I'd like to point out that we are at the threshold of all these things happening because there were good, obedient men who obeyed the Holy Spirit and did God's will and God's bidding here. And if we stop that, if we sit back and let what action has been taken be the springboard and the do-all for what's going to happen, we're going to lose the victories, or we're going to lose the progress that's been made. We have to continue walking in obedience, no matter how difficult, no matter how ridiculous, no matter what else. We've got to keep moving forward in obedience and action. We can't sit on the past and expect everything to be okay now because it's headed that way. We've got to keep pushing it that way.
We have a high testosterone,
amen,
grabbing butt, normal man who likes women in charge, and he openly has called out the church for doing nothing.
Amen.
So if we believe, we might have a reprieve for 4 years under him, who knows? But my point is, I don't see the Calvary app behind him under, you know, who's coming in next. And it certainly is not, the church is not waking up, you know, at all right now. We're still having series on, you know, love and your finances, when the entire nation is really on the cusp of difficulties.
And Mike, get the video ready there. It says Riverside Hospital. I'm going to, folks, listen. God hates hands that shed innocent blood. And we've put up with what, 45 years of child slaughter in America? Child sacrifice. We heard Holly talk about it yesterday. We heard Holly talk about what they do to children. About the seed of the serpent and the seed of the woman. The devil's after our seed. And we continue, Republican after Republican after Republican after Republican, to fund the slaughter of unborn children. The church doesn't even preach on it anymore. And if Kamala Harris will get any ways near power, you hear me? They're going to be killing live people. You see, all that never happened. Wake up, will you? Yeah, Jeff.
After you do this, go to Proverbs 29.
Proverbs 29. I'm looking right now. I don't want Mike's trying. I want to get this video. I want you to see it. By the way, I'm hoping to have Sheila Zielinski on tomorrow. I haven't heard back from her. Plans to have her on either tomorrow or Friday, or Monday. I'm sorry. What do you want me to? No, that's not true. I watched it this morning, Mike. I watched it this morning. Oh, go on down. See if it is. I see it. See if it isn't down there. Right there. Right. Where did I see it? I watched it this morning. What's it mean? Watch it. It's still available on Parler. Watch it here. There it is. There it is. Don't play it yet. Don't play it yet. Jeff, what do you want us to see in Proverbs 29?
First couple verses.
He that often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. Whosoever loveth wisdom rejoiceth his father, but he that keepeth company with harlots spendeth his substance. The king by judgment establishes the land, but he that receiveth gifts overthrow it. Boy, that's going on, isn't it? A man that flattens his neighbor spreadeth a net for his feet. In the transgression of an evil man, there is a snare, but the righteous doth sing and rejoice. Scornful men bring a city into a snare, but wise men turn away wrath. The bloodthirsty hate the upright, but the just seek his soul. Man, oh man, I want you to watch this. I'm about out of time. This is hard to watch, folks. It's hard to watch. This video is done by Mark Harrington, Created Equal. It's them. I'm telling you, it's hard to watch. You may not want to watch it. It's the permitting of a preemie baby born, I believe it's in Riverside Hospital in Columbus. I could be wrong. And watch this baby receive no medical help. Nah, go ahead and play it, Mike. Hey, folks, turn it off.
Thank you for calling the compliance line for Ohio Health and its affiliates. If you're calling for a clinical ethics consultation.
June 24th, Randy F. entered Riverside Children's Hospital pregnant with twins. She experienced bleeding which concerned for her preborn son. There would be no assessment or attempt to keep the baby alive. 3 days later, the boy was born. It's hard to make the 22 weeks and 5 days. We said from Riverside staff told Amanda, if they don't fix it, they would make no attempt. Emory was born first. No hospital staff were present until after the birth. He landed on the edge of the bed.
He's moving. You guys are gonna save him, right? Promise me. You're gonna save him.
They're gonna look at him, baby.
Look at him. Please save him.
Just hold him.
Emory lived 25 minutes. Hospital staff did not try to assist him. They wrapped him in a blanket. Elliot was born second, was much larger than him. Born or breathe for a moment. Elliot not only breathed, but he also cried for 2 hours and 30 minutes before dying. The Riverside staff refused to help him. What are the instructions? Wait, was logged with a hospital for refusal to test the boys. This was their response.
The Ethics and Compliance Department has investigated and addressed the concern brought by the caller. If further incidents occur, please notify Compliance Line or local management. We consider this matter closed. We consider this matter closed. We consider this matter closed.
Except my Amanda's son, while her son died, they denied her pleas for help, and they considered this a stillborn baby. According to the 2015 New England Journal of Medicine, babies born at 22 weeks have a greater likelihood of survival than previously thought. The 2015 New England Journal of Medicine article, babies born at 22 weeks have a greater likelihood of survival. Okay, Mike, you can take it down.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
It doesn't surprise me at all that this happened at a United Methodist hospital. United Methodist was one of the main movers and pushers in the CUIC, which has made agreement that there are other saviors other than Jesus, and the main pushers behind. Okay, let's have homosexual and lesbian leaders and bishops and stuff in our organization. Doesn't surprise me at all. The United Methodist Hospital. Did this.
Yeah, the cross on that on the front of that hospital needs to be inverted. That would be more appropriate.
That would, Bobby.
Can we get that video put in the link, Coach, so we can plaster that out there on Facebook?
Yeah. By the way, folks, this is a couple years old. I saw somebody put it's 2017 that's happened.
It doesn't matter, Coach.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. How many more times has it gone on, Dale? How many of these babies in abortion clinics are born alive? And we know, right, that the Democratic Party, that is their position. That's their position. Let these children die. Folks, you wouldn't do that. Yesterday, we went down, my son and his wife have these strange dogs called something doodles. I can't remember what they are. Anyway, really rare dogs. They just had 8 puppies. We went down there last night, took the grandkids down there, and looked at these 8 puppies that were born, and We wouldn't do that. We wouldn't do it to a puppy. We wouldn't kill a puppy. What is wrong with us? And how much longer will God wink and nod at our willingness to call that abomination legal? How long, church? Say, well, Coach, I'm pro-life. I'm not the one doing it. I'm pro-life. Yeah. Yeah, you sure are. I don't know, man. We get whatever the Lord sends us, we deserve it. Help me wrap it up. Got a minute and a half left.
All right, Coach, I'll help you wrap it up. It'd be just like you started. Where are the men in this country? Most men, Christians, are subservient to their wives. In a lot of areas, and don't have what it takes, the chutzpah, to say no, to do the things that God's calling them to do. But a lot of men don't even hear the voice of the Lord.
No, they don't. They don't.
We're in trouble.
Even so,
you come can't hear what you're not listening for.
Yeah, that's a good point too, Larry. That's a good point too. Hey, ultimately, at my heart, man, I'm an optimist. I'm an optimist. I believe we're going to win. I believe good things are going to happen. This was not meant to be a doom and gloom. That wasn't what this thing is about. It's nothing more than showing us the enemy, helping us see what's going on, formulating a target and not sitting back and passively letting them throw the veil over the top of us. It's time for godly men, Christian men, who understand the times in which they live and know what it is that Israel needs to do. Bless you, man. We'll see you. I hope to have Sheila Zielinski tomorrow. If not, we'll try to get it in on Monday. God bless you. We'll see you. See you tomorrow.